Aging is an unforgiving process for everybody, but it's especially difficult for athletes whose ability to perform decreases as they grow older. Commentator Frank DeFord says for coaches, age is sometimes an advantage.
Generally speaking, sports fans want their heroes to do what almost nobody else does in our society, which is to quit at the top of their game. To see some idol of ours who ruled his sport appearing merely mortal is upsetting to many of us. The issue rarely comes up with coaches, though, because unlike great players who can still pay their way in their athletic senior citizenry as a sideshow, old coaches are dispensable and of minimal box office value. Well, except perhaps when Casey Stengel was hired to provide comic cover for the expansion New York Mets. Unlike old soldiers, old coaches don't fade away. They're simply handed pink slips. Only a few old geezers managed to become more powerful in some way than the teams they boss. Connie Mack kept managing the Philadelphia A's till he was 87, losing year after year. Of course, it somewhat influenced the owner to retain the manager inasmuch as the owner was the manager. Ditto George Halas of the Bears. And then there are the icons. How, for example, could North Carolina ever have shown Dean Smith the door? Yes, but some men know it's best to leave the party early rather than chance staying too late. Dean broke Adolph Rupp's record for most wins in the spring when he was 66, and then some soft, sweet day that summer, he simply turned out the lights and went home. However, after a lifetime of being in a profession where virtually everybody gets fired, it isn't easy to do what Coach Smith did. Give it up voluntarily, give up the job you love, the respect, the adulation. Coach is an intoxicating honorific in much of America. And after 53 years of being called coach, the last 37 as boss of the Penn State football team, 76-year-old Joe Paterno won't relinquish it. Under his aegis in the 20th century, the Nittany Lions only had one losing season. Unfortunately, since the millennium, they've had three more, including this year's team, which is an ugly 2-8 with a sixth straight loss this past Saturday. The alumni are howling. Joe Pa must go. T-shirts are moving briskly. The sports writers are rudely saying enough already. The Philadelphia Daily News even front-paged an invitation to get lost, Paterno. But Joe says, thank you very much. I may stay till I'm 80. He has been more crotchety lately. That's obvious. But does crankiness equate with what is always referred to as having the game pass you by? Hey, another septuagenarian, Jack McKeon, managed the Marlins to the World Championship of Baseball. Of course, McKeon didn't have to recruit. McKeon only showed up in May. Maybe the crotchety grandfather novelty starts to wear thin after a year or so, let alone 37. Friends say Paterno is mindful of the fact that Bear Bryant died only a couple of months after retiring in Alabama. Bear was only 69. In fact, at 76, Paterno was a much more vigorous senior citizen than Bryant was in his dotage. But coaching is so consuming that when it's taken from a certain kind of man, much of the elixir of life may be extinguished. Yet whoever knows for sure when a person is used up? That question is just as difficult to answer as what does an institution owe a man who so embroidered its reputation? Or what does a man owe an institution that so generously gave him its platform so that he might become an icon?
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.